CJSF 90.1 FM, the exclusive home of Vancouver FM.
秋月お姉さん、お呼びですよ。
はい、いらっしゃいませ、秋千代です。あら、予想屋さん、お久しぶり。お会いしたかったわ。予想屋さんは最近アナリストって呼ばれているんですって。いい予想っぷりね。お三味線は変わった音だったわね。
Thank you.
listening to Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bitcoover FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza. And remember to synthesize with nostalgia. Netizens, join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia. Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Power plants, factories, and other industrial facilities emit climate-warming gases, along with additional pollutants that harm human health.
Over 8 million people a year die from air pollution, and that's pollutants like SO2, NOx, PM2.5, and those are typically emitted by the same facilities that are emitting a lot of greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane.
Gavin McCormick is with Climate Trace, an initiative that uses satellite data to track pollution from millions of facilities around the world. It monitors not only climate warming emissions, but other harmful pollutants as well. And it makes that information public at climatetrace.org. Users can zoom in on a map to learn about pollution sources in any community. And for more than 2,500 urban areas, the tool shows where plumes of pollution travel as they drift through the air.
So you can absolutely see when you look at a city that certain neighborhoods are heavily, heavily experiencing more pollution.
They're often areas that have suffered disinvestment for decades.
And so there's a racial component, there's an economic component.
So the data helps identify communities where solutions are needed most.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center.